I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations, you are tuned into the best show, the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue to show up even when the discipline and confidence you've been applying have not produced the result that you wanted. And on top of that, huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen. Go start things instead of waiting for things to happen to or for you. All of this together, you got the mindset called Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is about being all in. It's about putting all your eggs in one basket and watching that basket. Is that you cannot do your best in any activity, in any part of your life. You can't do your best until you are 100% all in. No other options. All in. A decision is made. All in. The die has been cast. There is no other way that this can go other than me being all in. Either it's going to work out or I'm going to come up so short. I'm going to be so far from it. Maybe I'll die. Maybe I'll be out of business. Maybe I'll be out of a job. Maybe I'll be out of a career. But I'm not going to do anything but be all in. And you can't do your best in anything, any area of life, until you are 100% all in on whatever that area is. That's what we're talking about in today's episode. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this is because I find, in my experience, and I hear from a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, most of them through online, unless I'm out actually speaking somewhere or talking to people who know who I am, but through snaps, DMs, emails, comments, etc. A lot of people live lives of fear. A lot of human beings just live lives of fear. And when I say of fear, it doesn't mean that they're watching their back, turning their neck every time they cross the street because they think somebody's out to slice their throat or chop their head off from behind. What I mean is people seem to spend way too much time in their lives thinking about all the things that could go wrong, all the reasons why something may not work out, all the examples they have of someone else trying what they are now trying that didn't work out, or the results that they didn't get, a whole lot of just made up stuff, or I'm thinking that maybe this will happen, or I don't know if that's going to happen. I want to make sure that it's not this and it is this. A lot of people spend their whole lives just in a state of constant fear. What could go wrong? What could get messed up? Why may this not be a good idea? Why am I not the right type of person? Why is the time not right? Why is the place not right? They just spend their lives looking for reasons to be afraid. And the thing is, with human beings, our vision is not as good as some other animals. You know, an eagle or a hawk has way better vision, or an owl have way better vision than human beings. But our vision is pretty good. Now, let me tell you how good our vision is. Because anything we look for long enough and hard enough, we usually find it. When we're looking for things to be afraid of, we usually find a reason to be afraid of. We look for a reason to be anxious. If any of you ever achieved something, or maybe you had a string of achievements or a string of good fortune just come your way, just good things seem to happen over and over and over and over again, and maybe two things in a row, maybe 10 things in a row, and it makes you feel a little bit uneasy once you really think about it. You're like, man, all this good stuff is happening to me in a row. All these good fortune keeps hitting me. I wonder when something's going to go wrong. I wonder when things are not going to work out as easily as they have been working out. Have any of you ever been guilty of thinking that way? Because so many good things are happening, you're just wondering when the bad stuff is going to happen? This is the way some people live their entire lives. Now, maybe you've had an episode of it. Maybe it just happened to you for a moment. Maybe you just felt that way for a week or 6 months or something. Some people live their entire lives in fear. Afraid of, and the reason why I'm talking about this, because people are so afraid, and this is a lot of people. All right, I'm not going to say all human beings. I don't know all. I'm not even going to say most, because that could be inaccurate. I'm going to say many human beings live their lives in fear. And when someone's living a life of fear, all they're looking at is all the ways things could not work out and not go the right way for them or towards them. Here's the thing. They will never, ever go all in on anything, because if you go all in on something, what's the biggest risk of going all in is that you could lose. If you push all your chips into the middle of the table and the wrong card turns over, you lose all of those chips. If you put everything you have into one possible outcome and that outcome doesn't happen, now you have nothing left. If you gave everything you had, you have absolutely nothing left to do anything else. Or at least that's the way that the fearful person thinks. That's not actually true. That's not accurate at all. But this is the way that the fearful person thinks. And the fearful person, and because there's so many of them while I'm talking about this today, will never ever go all in on anything. Therefore, because they're not going all in, they can't possibly do their best. That's today's topic. You can't do your best if you're not all in. But if you're afraid of going all in, you won't go all in. It's impossible for you to do your best. Therefore, you can never reach your potential. You can never fulfill your destiny. You can never live the life that you were destined to live if you're not all in. If you have that underlying fear that is basically, is like a set of glasses that you have on. Anything you look at, you're looking through the lens of fear. So you're not even seeing the opportunity is right there in front of you because the fear is getting in the way. The feeling of fear is stronger than the feeling of, oh, let me go get this opportunity. All right, the feeling of fear is the strongest emotion that we have. So that's why many episodes of this podcast, a few that are specifically dedicated to fear, and you can see them all at dreallday.com/podcast. Just use the search function in your browser when you get on that page and type in any phrase or any term that you may have a challenge with, and you'll get to hear the entire episode where I talk about it. All these episodes are free, so take advantage of it. Because people have that underlying fear, I've dedicated many episodes to it, and in many episodes that the topic was not specifically fear, I've still touched on it deeply because it's what keeps people from doing what they need to do. People don't have confidence because they're afraid. People don't want to be disciplined because they're afraid that being disciplined is not going to get them the outcome. People can't be mentally tough if you can't be mentally tough and afraid at the exact same time. You can't be afraid and take initiative at the same time. You got to decide which one you're going to do. And today's topic, again, is you can't do your best until you're all in. So let's go into our points. Number one, a plan B. You know, having a plan B, and I've given a whole episode to this. All plan B does is take away from whatever resources you put towards plan B are taken away from plan A. Say that again. Whatever resources you devote to plan B, all they're doing, whatever resources you've given there, are just fewer resources that you can dedicate towards plan A. Now, on November 19th of 2016, I did an episode called A Real Decision Does Not Have a Plan B. You can listen to that at dreallday.com/229. That's episode number 229. A Real Decision Does Not Have a Plan B. Any effort you give to creating a plan B, thinking about a plan B, worrying about the or solidifying the soundness of plan B, all it's doing is taking resources away from plan A. Whatever you put towards making a plan B or solidifying a plan B, those same resources you could have put even more into your plan A. Why even have a plan B? If your plan A is your real plan A, why even have a plan B? See, if you know that there's a plan B in your back pocket, anything that you do in life, if you know that there's a plan B in your back pocket, unconsciously, you know something. Here's what you unconsciously know, because consciously you know there's a plan B, but unconsciously you know you don't have to give everything you have to plan A. You know that you don't have to, because you know if this plan A does not work out, you got another option. You understand what I'm saying to you here? When you know there's a plan B in your back pocket, that is unconsciously taken away from your efforts towards plan A. And if you think that's incorrect, if you think you can go all in on plan A, if you think you can go all out, rather, on plan A and put everything you have into plan A, even though you still have a plan B, you are incorrect. If you're going to give everything you have into plan A, there will be nothing left for plan B. I want to repeat that one. If you give everything you have to plan A, there is nothing left for a plan B. When you have another option in anything you're doing in life, it's impossible for you to be all the way in on the main thing that you're doing. When there's another option, just the fact that you know there's another option, just the fact that you can think to yourself, hey, there's another option, there's no way you could be all in on the current situation that you're in. Point number two, sometimes in life, there's a plan B in place that wasn't even of your doing. Sometimes you got another choice that's not of your doing. If you want to become a famous musician, or you want to become a professional athlete, or you want to become anything, anything that you want to become in life and do really well at, but let's say you come from a family that is very well off, that even if you don't make it, you'll still be taken care of financially. Maybe you're already personally well off, and even if you don't make it, quote unquote, in going after what you're going after right now, you'll still be all right. You won't fall flat on your face or be out on your behind the street if you come up short on this. Sometimes you have a plan B in place that you didn't get that plan B on purpose. You weren't like, okay, let me do this so I have a plan B. There just happens to be a plan B there. Maybe it's yours. Maybe it's completely of someone else's doing. Maybe it's completely of your doing, but you didn't do it to have a plan B. But the plan B just exists, okay? Sometimes in life, there will be a plan B in place. Then what happens is, in this situation, being all in becomes more of a mental job. It becomes 100% a mental job because you don't have the limitations. You don't have the physical limitation of this absolutely has to work. Some people have been in those situations in life, back to the wall. It absolutely had to work for them to be successful, and they did. But what if your back's not to the wall? Okay, what if you just come from a situation where your back's not to the wall? You're taken care of even if you come up short. This is not a bad thing necessarily. The challenge is for people when their back's not to the wall is that unconsciously you know that there's a plan B. Unconsciously you know that you'll be all right if this doesn't work out. That's why it becomes a completely 100% a mental job. Playing as if there's only a plan A, even when it actually isn't. Playing as if you have no choice but to succeed here, even when that's not the actual truth. Even when you have a whole lot of choices, a lot of other things you can do, even if this doesn't work out. But playing as if this absolutely has to work out. Remember watching Michael Jordan make his last shot against the Utah Jazz, quote unquote last shot, against the Utah Jazz in 1998. And Doug Collins, who was working for, I believe it was NBC at the time when the game was broadcast, he said, Michael Jordan has nothing to prove, but he goes out every single day and performs as if he has everything to prove. And it was a great statement because at that time, Jordan was already had won 5 championships. He was clearly the best player in the world. Everyone had agreed to that. He had won all the scoring titles. He had won MVP awards. He had all the trophies and accolades and anything you could say Michael Jordan already had it, and it was clearly everyone agreed that he was the best player. Even if they had lost the finals that year, everyone would still agree Michael Jordan's the best player. He had plenty to fall back on. He could have fell back on all his MVP awards, all his previous championships. He was playing against the Jazz, a team who had won a championship yet. So even if he had lost and Karl Malone and John Stockton got that ring, Michael Jordan could still say, well, I got 5 rings and you only have 1. He could have said that. He could have said, I got more MVPs than both of you guys put together. He would have been right. He would have said, I got more scoring titles than both of you guys, more endorsement deals. All of these things absolutely would have been right. More fans, a greater legacy. He would have been absolutely right in all of those things had he come up short. And that would have been his plan B. Look, I got all these things to fall back on to make me a success that's bigger than you, even though you beat me. But Michael Jordan went out as if he only had the plan A. Like, I absolutely have to win this championship. He had a stronger plan B than I think anyone. I mean, I don't know if there's anyone who's ever had a more solid plan B than Michael Jordan had to winning that championship. He didn't have to win it. He still would have been the man. No one would have questioned his legacy. He still would have been the guy had he lost that championship, but he won it anyway. Why? Because it was a mental job. It wasn't circumstance or his environment or his background, anything crowding in on Michael Jordan, forcing him to make plan A work. His back was not to the wall at all. But he performed as if his back was to the wall. That's the mental game that you have to play, even when you have a plan B that, again, is maybe not of your doing, or maybe it is, but you didn't do it as a plan B. It just is what it is. It's a completely mental game to force yourself to perform as if your back's to the wall, even when it's not. The hard thing about this, the reason why so few people can do that, is because unconsciously that plan B is right there in front of us. If you're not consciously forcing yourself to perform as if there's only a plan A, you will not perform as if there's only a plan A. This is why, if any of you have wondered why people who come from impoverished backgrounds or who have suffered great tragedies or come from a situation where it really looks like they're going to be a loser for their whole lives, why these people rise to such high levels of achievement is because they have no other choice. If they're going to be in any way successful in life, they have no other choice but to push themselves that way. And it carries through their entire lives. It's those of us who are in a situation where we're not from that background, where we're not in this high pressured environment, where we're not from an impoverished background, where we could be a successful or upstanding or at least relatively successful and happy person, even if we don't go all in on anything. It's the mental challenge to push yourself to that, even if you do have some fallback, even if you do have some type of support system in your environment or in your family or in your life that could hold you down, even if you come up short, is pushing yourself to perform as if you don't have it, even when you do. That's what will make any of you who come from somewhere where it's not all or nothing. That's what can push you to be that great of a success anyway. Point number three, today's topic is you can't do your best until you are all in. Number three, when you have only one way out, you get out. I mean, is that true or is that not true? When you have only one way to get out of a situation, you will get out of that situation. That's just the way life works. And I use this quote. There was a quote that I used from Napoleon Hill that I read. I believe this was in his book, The Law of Success, that I read. Napoleon Hill says, and this is a quote straight out of The Law of Success, "When your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. No one has ever explained this strange phenomenon of the mind, and perhaps no one will ever explain it. But if you doubt that it exists, you have but to experiment and be convinced. If you were in a building that was on fire and all the doors and windows were locked, the chances are that you would develop sufficient strength with which to break down the average door because of your intense desire to free yourself." Napoleon Hill said that in The Law of Success, and it applies directly to what we're talking about here today, is that when you have only one way out and you must absolutely get out, you will find a way to get out. Most of us couldn't break down a door right now. We just decided to go try and break down a door. We'd probably break our shoulders before we broke the door down. But if we absolutely had to get out of the room or out of the house or out of the building by breaking down that door, and we suffered great, great consequences if we did not, all of us would develop the strength miraculously to break down the door. Now, the reason that you need to know that is this. When you give yourself no choice but to get something done, when you give yourself no choice but to succeed, when you give yourself no choice but to win, like that building being on fire and you're locked inside to break down that door, you will break the door down. So that's why all of this comes back to the mindset with which you approach life. The mindset you approach your job or your school or your sport is the determining factor in what you do. Yes, of course, you need to have skill. Of course, you need to work on your game. Of course, having some resources will definitely help you get things done more efficiently. But the bottom line is, if you don't have your mental game in place, even with resources, even with skill, even with working on your game every day, you're not going to break down that door. And with no resources, with very little skill, you'll break down the door if you absolutely have to. So it's really about, what is the frame of mind? I heard Kobe Bryant say this. He said, playing basketball is really all about the frame of mind you can put yourself in. Because a lot of people are good at basketball, especially in the NBA, the level Kobe was playing at. A lot of people, everyone playing there is good at basketball. So it's not really so much a skill difference, even though the casual observer will think, well, this guy just has more skill than that guy. Listen, all of these guys are capable of having a whole lot of skill. It's the mindset in which someone approaches their work, someone approaches their day-to-day, that determines what comes out of them. See, it's not so much if they have the skill, it's a matter of how much of their skill is actually going to show based on the frame of mind that they're in when they're doing what they're doing. And I'm not just talking about basketball players, we're talking about you. Let's recap today's topic. You cannot do your best until you're all in. Number one, a plan B is just taken away from your plan A. Why even have a plan B? Because if you know it's in your back pocket, unconsciously, you know you don't have to give everything you have to make plan A work. Point number two, sometimes in life, there's a plan B in place that wasn't of your doing. There's a soft pillow for you to fall back on, even if your plan A doesn't work and you didn't plan it that way. You didn't ask for it, but it exists and there's nothing you could do to make it go away. That's when it becomes a mental job. Playing your game as if there is only a plan A, even though there is, even though we know factually there is a plan B. Can you push yourself to perform as if there's only an A, even when there is a B? That's a question for you to answer yourself. Answer through your actions. not just through your words. And number three, when you have only one way out, you get out. All right, the building was on fire and all the doors were locked, and your only way out of the building before you got burned to death or died from smoke inhalation was to break down that door. Every single one of you could break down that door. I don't care how big you are, how often you lift weights. If you never lifted a weight in your life, if you get tired just walking up the stairs, you could break down the door if your life depended on it. So the question is, how much force, as we talked about yesterday, how much force, how much pressure can you put on yourself mentally to move yourself to actually give your absolute best, even if you know giving your absolute best is not necessarily required right now, today, in the moment. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.